Eyewitnesses say more than 13,000 people participated Friday in early protests in Nyanza on the shores of Lake Victoria and neighboring Western Kenya, west of the Kenyan capital Nairobi. Veteran Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga made an announcement and addressed protesters in a speech that was punctuated by Bob Marley's reggae song Buffalo Soldier.
Take note that on 20th March of 2023, we have a date with destiny in Nairobi. Our supporters throughout the country shall stage a massive procession in Nairobi for a legitimate and inclusive government.
Buffalo soldier, dreadlock rasta. It was a buffalo soldier in the heart of America.
We'll be with you to the bitter end. It is action time. Let us all come out to make our voices heard.
Shortly after Odinga had spoken, one of his unnamed top officials was heard saying,
"This illegitimate regime must go.
Several hours after the protests ended, Kenya's Interior Minister Kithure Kindiki, whose portfolio includes internal security, sounded this warning.
Any person, regardless of their rank in society, who even attempts to threaten to forcibly access security facilities, will be dealt with firmly, ruthlessly, and decisively, in accordance with the law. All security agencies to ensure that our security facilities remain protected areas and should not be allowed to become a theater for politics or rowdy and unlawful behavior."
The mass protests announced by Odinga come more than 8 months after Raila Odinga lost the presidential election to William Ruto. For VOA Africa, I'm James Shimanyula in Nairobi.